Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Pfizer will pay $2.3 billion in civil and criminal fines. The criminal fine, nearly $1.2 billion, is the single largest fine in U.S. history. The U.S. government will also supervise Pfizer's behavior for the next 5 years.
17-year-old Shamsu undergoes a DNA test to prove he's a victim of a failed drug trial by the pharmaceutical company Pfizer that happened 15 years ago in Kano State, Nigeria. 11 children were killed and several more injured when Pfizer tested out a drug called Trovan on 200 children. The drug was supposed to treat a deadly regional outbreak of meningitis. Pfizer agreed to pay $75 million in compensation in 2009.
Have you taken the vaccine, sir?
No, I haven't taken it yet, and we are having an ethical committee dealing with the question of who is getting it.
So they're going to plan on getting FDA approval for the COVID vaccine next week so they can try to push all these mandates on everybody because they're going to tell you how safe and effective it is. Well, guess how they did it? They got a woman named Janet Woodcock, who is the chief for the Center of Drug Evaluation Research, and they put her as the acting head of the FDA to give her the approval status. And this woman is personally responsible for approving both OxyContin, which is causing a friggin' epidemic, and fentanyl, the two most dangerous drugs on the market today, that got approved by this woman, Janet Woodcock, who's now going to be approving our COVID vaccines so they can push everybody with mandates.
This would tip businesses and colleges to consider mandating the vaccine once it gets full approval. Would you urge them to do that?
And I think it's a very reasonable thing to do.
The FDA has now granted full approval of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, making it the first COVID vaccine to transition from emergency authorization status to full FDA approval.
This is a game-changing moment. We've been waiting for this for a long time. To have the full approval of vaccine, we now have it. This helps us move forward, and we're moving forward with our schools with this new vaccine mandate.
After a strict process, the FDA has reaffirmed its findings that the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine is safe and effective, and the FDA has given its full and final approval. So let me say this loudly and clearly. If you're one of the millions of Americans who said that they will not get the shot until it has full and final approval of the FDA, it has now happened. The moment you've been waiting for is here. It's time for you to go get your vaccination and get it today. Today I'm calling on more companies, I should say, in the private sector to step up with vaccine requirements that will reach millions more people. If you're a business leader, a nonprofit leader, a state or local leader, who has been waiting for full FDA approval to require vaccinations, I call on you now to do that. Require it. Do what I did last month. Require your employees to get vaccinated or face strict requirements.
This is right out of the federal government's own numbers. Daily report trends. Romania. How do we explain the situation in Romania? 25% of the population vaccinated. Cases and deaths plummeting to basically zero. One of the lowest in the world. Same thing in Australia. They got 20-something percent taking the vaccine. No one is in the hospital now that is unvaccinated. Now, what's happening in the most vaccinated state in the United States? Current hospitalizations, Hawaii. You can see the mask mandate, the inoculations all starting right here. And what happens right when they start the shots? Hospitalization spike, but it takes a while for the mutations to grow and to get out into the population. And then suddenly, look at that spike.
Cross the border! Everyone cross the border, they come!
We're talking millions in France, millions in Australia. Overrunning the police, overrunning the shopping malls, the grocery stores, saying no to the COVID checkpoints, saying they know it's the Great Reset. They're chanting jail Fauci, jail Schwab, all over the world, because they are bringing in an authoritarian regime and building death camps. cannot sit here and take it anymore. You say you want to fight tyranny. You say you want to fund the Second American Revolution. I know you do. That's why you're here. So I'm encouraging all of you watching and listening right now to understand that there are really two places in the media that don't back down and that tell the truth, that have great products that are self-funded. And that's InfoWarsStore.com with the supplements, the books, the films, the water filters, the air filters, all of it, and Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. When you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get the very best deals he's got, 66% off, up to that, on shoes and beds and sheets and towels and pillows. The list goes on and on, made right here in America, 360 wins. So go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there. And they profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar, and continue to shop at InfoWarStore.com, because we're sponsored by patriots like you, and we're thankful, and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support.
News today. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Despite all the censorship and all the attacks, thanks to our incredible listeners across the planet, every race, color, and creed, bleed red blood and love liberty, we are still number one, transmitting the truth on a planetary scale. It's Tuesday, August 24th. The year is 2021. We are now inside the vaunted New World Order. And it's just going to get a lot crazier from here on out. Okay, you're going to see the best of people. We're going to see the worst of people now. There is incredibly beautiful opposition to the clear tyranny of 1984 proportions that is taking place across the world. And you're going to find out who's for slavery and who isn't. Now, I don't lionize Bill Maher. I've been a big enemy of Bill Maher. We had listeners take over. I mean, I didn't do it. I didn't order him to do it, but he blamed me, so I took the blame. I mean, I said, yeah, I support it. Take over his live studio audience a couple times, exposing Building 7 and the fact that it was blown up. But when he gets things right and comes out and says, don't block ivermectin, don't censor the internet, don't censor Alex Jones, Alex Jones gets to speak. When he comes out and says, Google lied to us about the Wuhan lab and shouldn't be censoring. When he comes out and says, look, I took the vaccine. It's not a vaccine. And then I got COVID really bad after I took it. He knows he got sick from it. And quite frankly, Maher looks 10 years older since he took it. I'm not putting him down. It's just true. And I think he's pissed off about it, just like all these other people that have taken it. How many prominent people have taken it because they wanted to get the economy, you know, back going? They believe the carrot argument that if you do this, you'll get the carrot of things go back to normal. But now that we see that, oh, the vaccine doesn't work and there's all these new boosters, he comes out and says, screw this. I don't want, I mean, how many shots? He understands he's becoming a captive of Big Pharma, and this transcends left and right. It's just like, in fact, pull it out of yesterday's stack. I forgot to cover it. It's a whole stack on it. 90 major organizations is the headline. Ask Apple to stop saying they're going to scan everything on your phone every few milliseconds and read what you write in text and scan your photos to make sure you're not a pedophile or a criminal. And Bill Maher said the same thing last week. He said, he has great analogies. I mean, I'd love to get him on our side. He's super smart. He said, that'd be like buying a safe for your house. And they go, oh, we're going to drop by sometimes and just make sure there's not child porn in it. What the hell does that mean? What does that mean? You got your passport. You got guns in there. You got insurance policies and stuff. Oh, well, we need to look. We need to see what's in there. This is the creed of slaves. I mean, another analogy would be, all houses must be made out of glass, and you must keep your lights on all night long in case you try something in the dark. I mean, that, do not look at the sun. Do not leave your house. Do not talk to your neighbors. Do not look them in the eye. That's being said in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Spain. You're like, well, that sounds like Jim Jones to the order of 100. And yeah, that's real cult programming. Because the globalists want you to do something that doesn't make sense and destroys you. So we have got this insane things going on. Brett Favre, famous NFL quarterback, they snuck it in on CNN when he was talking about concussions, that, hey, do you support the vaccines? And basically said no. So now they're all freaking out about that. I mean, people do their own research. They're not stupid, especially at that level of competition. And the studies are out. The more educated you are, the higher your income, the more you don't want these shots, because you go read that they've got liability protection, that all the top scientists are warning it's going to hurt you, that they did secret animal trials trying to get this approved before and it killed most of the animals, and now there's all this carnage, and they still just want to stampede us into this. It's insane. So now they've got, let's just play it back to back. Here's Bill Maher, then we'll play Brett Favre.
Because, like, now they want us to do all these boosters we were talking about with Andrew. I mean, I don't want a booster. I never wanted the vaccine. I took one for the team. And by the way, you know who doesn't get a lot of vaccines? The millennials. I know a lot of millennials, especially the 20-year-olds. They don't want it. They don't want it. They don't think they need it. They're probably right. But I tell them, I didn't want it either. I took one for the team. But every 8 months, you're going to put this shit in me? I don't know about that. Maybe I don't need one. I don't want a one-size-fits-all. My body may be different than your body.
Yeah, I lost you, man. That's crazy. Look,
my body isn't different. Everybody's body isn't somewhat different. I just read the statistics about who dies from this.
You're trying to be cute and you're rolling the dice.
I'm not trying to be cute.
No, I know I'm in your house. I don't want to step over the line here, but genuinely. People's lives are on the line, just as significantly, our very way of life is on the line here. It's very important.
All right, pause.
Get vaccinated.
He's going to yell at him in a minute, but look at this Democrat slimeball know-it-all who says, "Oh, are you crazy? Are you serious?" That's his intellectual argument. Hey, your buddy Fauci cooked it up at the lab with Bill Gates and the Chi-Coms. They released it. They then suppressed treatments for it. You're signed on to a pack of murderers that own the patents on all these poison injections they're bringing out right now. Let's not forget who's behind this whole thing. Let's not forget that these shots lower your immunity, where you're going to have them for the rest of your life all the time. And this is a trap. And Bill Maher gets that. Why would people as a general society, even in the establishment, want to create a hell? That destroys everybody. But these guys want to follow the corporate directives of psychotic Big Pharma when Pfizer has more convictions and more giant settlements for knowingly killing people in secret trials around the world in the third world than any other company combined. They're worse than Bayer, that knowingly gave millions HIV and hepatitis. You think this is a freaking joke, you little smart mouth punk reading your corporate lines, trying to gaslight us, you little bastard? Finish the clip.
That we express trust in our institutions.
Right. Yes, I'm saying absolutely. Get
vaccinated. But if there's a need for boosters, particularly absolutely, as the evidence is showing amongst those who have underlying conditions, amongst the elderly, so on and so forth, it's important that they take them, and it's important that they trust those who are urging them to do it.
Okay, but you just said underlying conditions and elderly. Mm-hmm. I don't count myself either. So is my body different?
Well, the guy said so on and so forth. Well, that's really intellectual. Notice he also said our way of life is threatened. Oh, you're holding us hostage. Where Australia, the government admits, oh, we're following the UN recommendations to keep the lockdowns going until you all accept the shots. So you're holding us hostage. And then saying, oh, those of you that don't take the shots, you're the reason 2-year-olds got to wear a mask when it does nothing. You people are damn cult leaders, and we see through you. You need to be in frickin' prison. You people cooked it up. You released it, and you need to be held, and you need to be charged, and you need to be tried, and you need to have your necks broken after you've been convicted legally in a court of law. Go back to him.
Could I have some medical autonomy?
No, look, you absolutely, no one is mandating it for you in your particular position, although they might, but I do think that...
Stop again, hit pause. We got to go to break. I'm going to come back and just play this whole thing. Listen to the double thing. No one's mandating it for you at this time. Maybe they will. It's all being pushed. It's all being bullied. It all violates the Nuremberg Code. And they've got these corporate shills just rattling off BS at us when everything they told us is a lie. In fact, find it during the break if you can. I played like 3 times last week. The Surgeon General in his little admiral outfit. You know, it was weird whenever the head of Scientology did it. It's just as weird when this guy does it. He's up there in this admiral outfit, and he says, oh, natural immunity doesn't work. It's no good. It doesn't exist. That's a total lie when it's 20, 30, 40 times better than this crap. Even if it was good, it's not. They're just lying to you like fire is not hot. Fish do not live in the water. George Washington was not the president of the United States. I mean, just lie after lie after lie. Beady-eyed scum lying to us.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
They're lying to you in the most bald-faced, insane lies they can everywhere, in every way. But the people of the world are waking up and resisting. Next segment, I'll cover it. All over the planet. In the UK, they're taking over TV stations. In France, millions are marching, taking over whole cities, taking over shopping malls, and just absolutely dominating. In Australia, they're just breaking free and refusing to submit, and now the prime minister is saying, okay, now we have to end the lockdowns because of the rebellion. Now, as soon as people stop rebelling, they'll bring the lockdowns right back. But people have to understand that this is the Great Reset. This is a takeover plan. Here's another one. Australia truck drivers vow to block every major highway in radical anti-lockdown strike. Zero hedge. We're going to be covering that coming up next segment because they're coming for our children. And Australia is the model, as Tucker Carlson did an excellent job last night covering, and as we've been doing an excellent job covering here, obviously very intensely the last few months. But right now, let's go back to this Bill Maher, the Democratic Party operative he's got on there. And Bill Maher just started saying, do I get any medical autonomy? Do I have any? And the guy's like, oh, yeah, you have it. Maybe. Well, we can take it away. I mean, this is just so, on a scale of 1 to 100, it's 110. I mean, it's just cartoon-level 1984 science fiction dystopia, and it doesn't even work. I mean, if it worked, we would go, okay, they're using a good drug to get a global database to control us, to get rid of our rights, and we'll be set up later under their control. That's like a Childhood's End that was written by Arthur C. Clarke that launched his whole career at the globalist, you know, uses a template of their rational plan. The aliens show up and won't really show themselves, but they give us life extension where we stop dying. And it takes a generation or two till we find out, well, it's because they're actually going to take our bodies and take our, steal our souls. Oh, and the aliens don't look too friendly either. So, you know, there it worked 100%. Like, they come and they give you something that works, but they get full control doing it. This isn't even like having real peanut butter or cheese on the mousetrap. It's just a mousetrap that you see killing mice, and there's not even a piece of food on the trap, and you still just run and jump into it. It's the murder of common sense. Just, again, we're going to scan everything on your phone remotely. And then they put billboards up everywhere saying Apple equals privacy. You're like, that's gaslighting. It's behavioral psychologists running corporations that are in a revolution against us. That's why they're setting Satanism on TV and pedophilia on TV and world government on TV and all these lies because they're getting ready for a total financial collapse. And, you know, we really should just talk about that because this demoralization, these poison shots, that's just getting us ready for the collapse. And, you know, you tune in here to get tomorrow's news today. So we'll start the next hour. I'm going to get more into what's coming next in this total collapse, because there's still time to mitigate how bad it's going to be, but not much. And so I want everybody to know who the authors of their enslavement and destruction is. So we'll be laying that out as well. We have some big special guests I'll tell you about next segment. But first, let's go back to Bill Maher.
So is my body different?
What?
Could I have some medical autonomy?
No, look, you absolutely, no one is mandating it for you in your particular position, although they might. But I do think that it's very dangerous to enter into a conversation here about personal responsibility, when the truth of the matter is that this is a matter of collective responsibility. If large groups of people do not get vaccinated, they go to the hospital, and our hospitals get overrun.
That's why
I use... you can't get a mammogram, you can't get a biopsy, and so many other things. Literally, society as we know it can't function. So this is important. People are urged to get vaccinated. It's important that they do get vaccinated.
That's why I use... That's why I said the team.
Well, we're proud to have you.
Because I did it for the team.
When you work...
Max. What's that idiot's name? Rose. Where do they dig these people up? So all that's doublespeak, all that's tyranny. Former congressman. From New York, of course. Okay, so let's go ahead. And, of course, Max Rose isn't going to take care of you when your kid gets cancer from the shot or when they cut your uterus out because of it, which is happening, or when you get blood clots and have a stroke. He won't pay for your nursing home. You can bet your bottom dollar Max Rose hasn't taken the shots. There's also this thing I see on Twitter and Instagram without even looking, just everywhere. I bet Alex Jones secretly took the shot. He just doesn't want you to have it. What the hell does that mean? You people are crazy. And I'm talking about the leftists, man. They are just so authoritarian. Here's Brett Favre getting asked about the so-called vaccines, the gene therapies that don't work other than making you sick on CNN.
Another health issue that is facing football and, well, everyone right now is COVID. The Falcons today became the first NFL team to say that they are 100% vaccinated. The NFL has a higher vaccination rate than the general population. They've been doing pretty well, but there are still some high-profile holdouts like Vikings, QB, Kirk Cousins. Why do you think there is still a struggle among some athletes, especially when people look to them as role models when it comes to the COVID vaccine?
Well, there's a great deal of uncertainty. You hear one thing one day and you hear something that's totally different the next. So we're sort of the human trials, if you will. And you know, I think some people are frightened by that and the conflicting info that we're all getting.
But there isn't really conflicting info that the vaccine is safe, effective, and needed, and is a public health matter. I mean, would you...
Hit pause. Back it up 10 seconds. Safe, effective, and needed. Safe. It has more deaths than all the vaccines ever combined up front. It doesn't work, they admit. And it's not needed. And it's causing variants. But you just repeat that like parrots, don't you? To sit up there, nice pretty girl, with your yes man on CNN attacking your enemy, the American people. When China and India won't take any of these shots, the Australians are at 25% inoculated. They're not stupid. And they got a big problem because so many people that took the shots are getting sick now with, quote, COVID from the shot. They're going to get their booster and then get even sicker and create more mutations. Oh, there's national news everywhere, hundreds of news articles saying Alex Jones claims vaccines make you a mutant. Well, they do actually gene therapy change your genetics. They do mutate you like Frankenfoods or whatever, you know, that Monsanto creates. But that's not what I meant by that. The full context I was saying creates mutant strains. Like, I had a whole stack of articles that day on that. Will you guys re-pull me the mutant strain vaccines causing mutant strains, please? Thank you. Let's finish up with the Brett Favre clip.
Info that the vaccine is safe, effective, and needed, and is a public health matter. I mean, would you urge your current players to be getting a vaccine? I mean, have you been vaccinated?
I'd rather not say one way or the other, but I think it's not my place to say get the vaccine or don't get the vaccine. I think that's a matter of choice. By all individuals, and, you know, that's why we live in America.
But you yourself, I mean, you don't want to stay, which I respect, but you don't trust the vaccines?
Well, I think
this is a pause. Hey, lady, when's the last time you visited your gynecologist? Did he stick his fingers in you? I mean, that's a rude thing to say, isn't it? Because it's your medical records, lady, and he's got his medical records. You remember your body, your choice? Understand? Stay out of my body, you CNN witch. Stay with us.
The first time I heard the speech, the first time I read the writings of Teddy Roosevelt, I was in sixth grade. And we had this history teacher that had us write a paper on the man in the arena. And I just remember thinking about that and saying, I want to be the man in the arena. But when it comes to media, InfoWars has been the tip of that spear. But Mike Lindell has come along and done just as good a job as we've done, maybe even better when it comes to election fraud and other issues. And that's why if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get up to 66% off on all the amazing products. He's got so many, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets. And then you fund InfoWars and Mike Lindell and the fight for free speech against the globalists. There's not a better place to spend your money than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. And if you do it, it funds the InfoWar, it funds the election investigation, and it stands up against these globalist bullies. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. Take action now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Just not okay for kids to commit murder by coming to school without a mask.
Fainted because of a mask. Like, wow, congrats.
We don't need no education.
That unvaccinated children of a certain age, greater than 2 years old, should be wearing masks.
We don't need no thought control.
Our work doesn't stop there, and we are going to continue to press to get 12 to 18 year olds vaccinated.
Leave them kids alone.
Six and 4 year olds will likely be able to get vaccinated.
And you would recommend it.
Allow Absolutely. If I had grandchildren, I would certainly recommend they get vaccinated.
Specifically at the under 12 age group.
The fact that we were not allowed to play on the playground or have student council or face each other at lunch. You also have to wear masks outside at PE.
I don't care if you're vaccinated, you little
bitch. One teacher walks around with a clipboard full of referrals for any student whose mask isn't on promptly.
You put all the air out there in the mask.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, here we are. Thank you so much for joining us. That was an abrupt ending there, wasn't it? I was like, not ready for that. But here we are, ladies and gentlemen, on this live August 24, 2021 transmission. And I guess I should probably tell you about some of the guests that are coming up here today. Dr. Sean M. Brooks, Ph.D., who was speaking in his home state and gave a really good speech at his alma mater high school about the tyranny that was taking place. I think he's one of the best spoken people I've heard yet. And so he's going to be joining us in the third hour, a little bit into the fourth hour today. And then political prisoner Owen Schroyer will be joining us coming up in the last 45 minutes of the fourth hour. He was only in jail for about 4 or 5 hours in the federal jail yesterday, and the judge put some restrictions on him not to talk to people involved in January 6th about the case. But at the same time, he is a talk show host, and everything he did is on body cam. So what we did is on record. And so Owen will be here just in general talking about the news and covering information. But the left got very upset, very, very, very upset to learn that Owen was not taken away to D.C. to be put in solitary confinement. There's literally his name trended yesterday, so did mine, in the top 10 of Twitter, with people wishing for his death, people wishing for his execution. I don't even hate these weird people on Twitter and on other platforms. I feel sorry for them because they are such authoritarians, but they're not even part of the power structure. They're just there like a mob wanting to exact revenge on those of us that have just simply tried to save the country. And then they can see who they stole the election for, who they installed, destroying everyone's future, but they can't even seem to figure that out. Now, there are so many powerful John Bound reports that he's been doing lately, and I enjoy talking on the show. But at the same time, when we get really, really powerful reports and things in, I think it's really important to air those on the broadcast. And so we're going to play this report right now. The media celebrates World War IV plague. And then we also have the treasonous propaganda holdouts. These are all really important. I already played at the start of the show what I think is one of his best reports in a long time and really codifies the fraud of these people, and that's the COVID tyranny meets resistance worldwide. That is such an incredibly important transmission. And I'm really proud of the listeners. We can go to the front page of band.video, the little short four-minute clip of Dr. Sean M. Brooks only had about 80,000 views yesterday whenever we mentioned it. And I said, that needs to go viral. And you guys did an incredible job. It now has 1,051,700 plus views. And then everybody you told to share it, if they just shared it, it would have 10 million. And then if they shared it, it'd have 100 million, and it'd be game over. Now, yes, the bills that we get because Prison Planet is now unfolding and people know that we have a lot of credibility, so our visitors are exploding. And so the bills that we get over at band.video, which again is not the URL to share because they blocked that. You want to share the URL, freeworldnews.tv. They're not censoring that yet. It's the exact same site, exact same index, freeworldnews.tv. The bills we get are just stratospheric, millions of dollars a quarter just in bandwidth to run this operation, and it's getting more insane. And we're always shopping around, always trying to get better deals. We buy a lot of bandwidth, but you have to understand that we're doing it all. The satellite uplinks, the encoders, everything is us. And so when you see an iPhone, that is hundreds of billions of dollars of investment to make that. When you see a Droid, it's the same thing. When you see Google, that's trillions over the years, the last 25 years that have been spent to build that infrastructure. Trillions. Same thing with Apple. And same thing with those other companies like the big telecoms. So when I tell you we need tens of millions of dollars, we're like David versus Goliath, but Goliath is 1,000 feet tall and we're about 6 inches tall. But the truth is so powerful that when we're able to fire the truth out, it still has a bigger effect than their trillions of dollars. But that's what this comes down to, is to do what we're doing and to be on hundreds of radio stations and TV stations and to be just dominating all over the place and to see them so mad on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter saying, how do we still hear of Alex Jones? Why is he still trending? Why is he still getting millions of viewers every day? And it's all because of you supporting us. It's all because of you taking action. It's all because of you and your perseverance and supporting us. So thank you. I'm going to go to break and come back with the report and get into all the huge news. But it really is you buying books and films and water filters and air filters and let me get my folder over here and supporting us that allows this broadcast to stay on the air. So it's important to know that we have a new sale going that I would really take advantage of because you are the InfoWar, plus it's your great products that you need. Take your health to the next level. Get high-quality, everyday essentials up to 50% off. There is no better time to make sure that you're boosting your natural systems and getting your essential vitamins, minerals, and nutrients than now. In this time of need, it's especially crucial that you're giving, and we're giving our bodies, what they need to function at optimum health. And with the brand new sales available at InfoWars Store, we're making it easier than ever for you to do so. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is the platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulations. Back in stock, 33% off, selling out quick. Living Defense, a powerful digestive support formula that flushes out all the unwanted visitors and helps rebalance your body. People love it. 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, highest quality krill oil for your heart, your lungs, your brain, cardiovascular, 40% off. Basil Beets goes together like a horse and carriage with krill oil. Very strong beet concentrate, creates nitrous oxide in the blood, 50% off. And our new hair and beard support, and it's also for nails and hair for women, 50% off. It's really just a multivitamin mineral, but a really high quality one. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase makes it all possible. All right, we'll be back. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're the tip of the spear. And I'm going to talk about the path out of that and the solutions at the start of the next hour. I'm also going to lay out what the globalists are going to do next if we don't stop them, which really means we don't have a choice. There's so much coming up, obviously, today. Another very, very important broadcast. We're just blessed to be here. But let me right now here on the Alex Jones Show get into this. If I just wanted to make Joe Biden look bad, we could fill the whole four-hour show every day with it. He's designed to make America look bad. He's designed to demoralize. He's designed to make the country look incompetent and under globalist Chi-Com control. And that's why the Taliban has now come out and said, this is a red line. You will leave by August 31st. Just a week ago, the leader of the Taliban said you have until September 11th. But they know that Biden is scared and that Biden's basically been ordered to do this by his handlers and is now committed because the Taliban has been in control. The globalists have been in control of the Taliban since the 1970s. And the CIA has had secret agreements with them the entire time. Now, the truth is the Taliban was not killed or removed on September 11th when the U.S. attacked Kabul on September 12th. More than 30,000 Taliban were flown out to safety. in the airlift of evil by the CIA. And the Taliban ordered basically 14 and 15-year-old boys to stay in frontline positions to be bombed and killed by the U.S. And that whole takeover of Afghanistan was completely staged. There have been some real tribal groups attacking the troops and some real attacks going on. And then the Taliban did double back and attack and double-cross the CIA, but that's what they do. So the CIA put the mullahs in power in Iran in 79. They put the Taliban in power in 79. They put al-Qaeda and ISIS and the Taliban in charge of the invasions all over the Middle East and Africa. And so it's the same story over and over again. The CIA is run by what ran British intelligence. It's not British intelligence now. It's a global corporate criminal combine. And that's all mainline history. You saw that in Syria. You saw it in Libya. You saw it in Egypt. You saw Fast and Furious, more than 5 million guns shipped out of the U.S. to Mexico to be shipped for the Arab Spring by Obama. And now the same law firms suing me and suing others are trying to sue the gun industry out of business, saying it's their fault that guns got into Mexico and went overseas. And Mexico is now suing 20-plus gun manufacturers. Oh, they'll never sue Obama, who actually ran the whole thing. Though it did make Eric Holder, then head of the Justice Department, step down when it turned out he was giving the orders directing it. So this is just all part of the globalists using their secret proxy army. But now Biden suggests Kamala Harris will be president pretty soon. He just said this. Here it is.
My two daughters were born, that you can do anything a man can do. It's one thing for somebody to say that and keep pounding that in the head of her five granddaughters as well. But guess what? Until they see it, until they watch, it becomes real then. That's why, by the way, it happens to be in Asia for me right now, but that's why we have a female vice president of the United States of America who's going to be, we're going to have some presidents pretty soon.
Yep, there you go. It's all been pre-planned, all been prepared. He's senile. He's blackmailed. He's a Chinese agent. They got the child porn of him and kids, child porn of him and his son having sex with their own kids, their own family. It's all on there. He has sex with all his children. They all have sex with each other. His wife wears what a 20-year-old prostitute would wear on TV. I mean, these people are scum. You talk about something out of a nightmare, out of a Rob Zombie movie. They are the real deal. So let's look at some of these headlines. Negotiating with terrorists, Biden's CIA director, former head of the Carnegie Endowment, fails to secure deadline extension from Taliban. It's all staged. Biden told U.S. commanders not to send out troops to rescue Americans trapped in Kabul because he feared a Black Hawk Down moment. It would make him look bad. American mom stranded in Afghanistan tearfully begs Joe Biden to send help. I don't know if I'm ever going to see my children again. The Biden effect. France, UK, Italy, and Germany turn to Putin and Russia for assistance in Afghanistan. Thanks to the Joe Biden, the Taliban now has over 200 military aircraft, ranks them as the 26th in the list of nations in combat aircraft strength. You think they couldn't fly our aircraft out? Psaki falsely claims Americans not stranded in Taliban-controlled Afghanistan. She'll probably claim the vaccine works next, too. And it just goes on and on and on. U.S. collected biometric equipment and data has fallen into the hands of the Taliban. It's now confirmed. We weren't sure last week. But now, supposedly, Biden will order U.S. troops to rescue Americans stranded in Kabul. Kamala Harris, though, was over in Singapore, and she wouldn't answer questions. She says the time for analyzing is later. Yeah, that's right, after you've forgotten about it. Meanwhile, neocons and left-wingers are pushing, bring all the Afghans here. Yes, yes, we need more people like Ilhan Omar. The U.S. should take as many Afghan refugees as it can. Thinking of Ilhan Omar from Somalia, saved as a little girl, and she even attacked the troops that saved her. She has no level of decency. And then here's one from Forbes. Oh, they got mixed in with my Joe Biden stack. I'd lost this. Oh, look, Pfizer shot just 39% effective against COVID now. Oh, my gosh, 39%. But you heard it works so well. Next hour, I've got the Surgeon General saying, oh, natural immunity is not good. No. So saying, mother's milk's not good. No, formula is what you want. But natural immunity is so much better than these shots. It's saying, you don't want mother's milk. You want to give the baby cyanide or Drano. Don't give that baby that. Babies never drink mother's milk. You know, I used to joke, and I said, there'll come a time when they claim it's a conspiracy theory that mothers ever breastfed, because they're trying to phase that out, because it makes people not as smart, not as healthy. Pretty all your natural vaccines is the colostrum. And now we're pretty much to that point. Most births are cesarean. Most people don't breastfeed. And you can see it. I mean, it's sad. People are dull. They're dumbed down. They just don't have a life force. They're asleep. And that's the thing. I found pretty much with anybody, if you can get through to them and get them to make connections to God and the universe and their ancestors, that they can activate and get through the fog and come out of the trance. And I think more and more, instead of just covering all the news and all the information, we should talk about the spirituality and God and how to get out of the trance and ways to break the conditioning and just whether you're old or young or black or white or male or female or where you live. The real thing is, it's a growing process, and I'm not perfect either. And it's fun to bash liberals, and it's fun to get mad at them, and it's fun to talk about how stupid they are, but that's a reflection on us that we've let that happen. And so I love all these people, other than conscious demons like Fauci and Bill Gates and people at the very top. But most of these people are scared. They're just trying to belong to something. They're trying to go along with the system, and they're finding out they're losing all their medical autonomy, all their future, all their freedom. And they know deep down that it's a fraud, so they're scared. And we've got to reach out to them in a loving, nice way and, you know, try to get people on our side that way. Because I've had the big, brash approach, and that's been successful with a lot of people. And I think I should still have it sometimes, but God's really laid it on my heart that we need to just get back to really loving people and really valuing humanity and really caring about everybody and realizing that love is the answer, but also action. You got to love people, but you got to then put the action into it of saying no to the system and standing in the way of the globalists. So we're going to go to break and come back with a really powerful John Bound report. And then I'm going to get into what the world's going to look like if we don't turn this around. And if we don't stop this and why these globalists are doing it. You know, so many times I'm in the morning and I just see the whole future and see all the thousands of data points, millions of data points together. And I see the angles of how to stop it and how to overcome it. And I have this huge mental picture. And then I've got to go on air and explain this to people. And then I'll be on air and capture a lot of that same essence. But then it's hard to telegraph it forward. But there's been many magic moments on here, sometimes 3-4 minute stream of consciousness where it's just so powerful. And you know, it's coming from somewhere beyond me. And that's what I'm seeking to try to bring you, because that's always in my mind. I know every angle of the enemy, up, down, side, the other, but trying to articulate it, and I know you do as well. The question for all of us is how to articulate the spirit and the discernment we have through the third dimension to save the people and save ourselves. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Pray for justice. Pray for peace. Pray for love.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.